afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. It's Thursday already and into June, big time. Beautiful weather, wonderful country, a great day to live. Lots of choices to make. We have great guests lined up for you today on Born on the 4th of July. I would like to introduce Chance Shrewsbury, a young citizen activist full of fervor and energy to help his country. And then we're having a cameo appearance right here at the top of the hour with Dr. True Ott. He's going to bring us the latest news on the impending pandemic and what we need to know about that. So a great show lineup. Just call your neighbors and friends. Say, listen in to RBN and Barbara Jean. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, to both of you, Chance and to Dr. Ott. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Barbara. How's it going?
Just fine. And Dr. Ott, are you there?
Yes, Barbara Jean. Pleasure being on your show just for a minute. I don't want to take away from your guest.
I know, but we're delighted to have you help us understand today. I'm out of town. I was just telling the man in the hotel at the desk of the happening worldwide from the perspective of the World Health Organization. So if you would please let the listeners know the gravity of the hour.
Well, we've been waiting for this, hoping against hope that the World Health Organization would not reach this level. They have declared level 6. I understand from my sources. It'll be made official very soon. You'll probably hear it on the news breaks. What that means is very simple. If and when the World Health Organization, the WHO, ratchets it to up to level 6, the CDC has the choice then to follow suit. And what it means basically is the enactment of what amounts to martial law under the Emergency Health Powers Act of America. It's a very dark day for me personally. I was hoping against hope they would not reach that level. The reason why they did that, I understand there is a mass infection going on in Australia. They're just entering the flu season down there in the land down under. It's entering the winter. The flu season is on them, and it's basically a model for what they think is going to happen in the western states this coming fall and winter. So, folks, be prepared. It's happening. I think the drastic changes are definitely on the way to us.
Dr. Ott, I understand that some of the criteria that they use at the World Health Organization is the involvement of nations, and that is the first thing, rather than the virulence of the actual illness. Is that correct?
Yes, and again, there is definitely, in my opinion, a hidden agenda at work here, as there usually is. First of all, you have to realize, as we talked about so many times, this so-called swine flu is engineered and absolutely released by design and purpose.
We'll go to a break, Dr. Ott, and if you'll just stay with us for a few more minutes, we'll enlarge upon this, for the magnitude is unbelievable. The issue, pandemic worldwide.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July and today's news coming out of the World Health Organization, we have a brief interview with Dr. Ott, so you know, your family knows what's coming ahead. I understand there are 1,263 cases in Australia, total worldwide deaths of 141, 74 nations now involved, and 27,737 cases worldwide. Dr. Ott, a death toll of 141 in a world as big as are we, it wouldn't normally be that that would transcend to a pandemic. What's going on here?
Well, yes, that's right. But look back at what happened in 1918, which is really the model for this release. In fact, as I've said, and I have what I feel will be conclusive proof that this is the recreated 1918 virus, you see, it comes in different waves. The first wave of 1918 was very benign, very small casualty ratios, in fact. But the second and third waves were very, very deadly. This is what the model for this pandemic shows. The first waves, nothing to be concerned about. It's really not much more than a seasonal flu inconvenience, right? But make no mistake, the second and third waves of this will be massive and deadly. And the way this is going to happen, Barbara Jean, as we've talked so many times, is the vaccination poisoning that will be perpetrated on the world. This is the real danger with this. If this was just a regular seasonal virus, no concern at all. But you see, it's not. It's a designer virus created in the laboratory and released with specific agenda to fulfill. ABC TV just aired a program called Earth to 2100. The whole gist of that program was showing that the Earth's human population is going to cause the Earth to have catastrophic problems. So it's up to the elite, you see, to take out certain segments of the Earth's population. And they'll do that by means of this virus. Scientific American magazine just ran. I got the issue just yesterday. I was shocked to see the Earth portrayed as a fishbowl with overpopulated fish through it. The central theme of that whole cover story is to for the elite scientists of this world to decide who is worthy to live and who is worthy to die. We're entering a state of controlled eugenics with the power elite in this country that is just, to me, indicative of an extension of Hitler and the eugenics movement there. I, for one, am saying no to this and trying to expose it.
Well, we have great gratitude to you and colleagues across this nation who are trying to get the information out. For the listening audience, and I know your time is limited, and we thank you for coming on, would you please once again reiterate the emphatic knowledge that you feel that is yours and others that this is a manufactured illness or virus, and that we should not take the vaccines, and, oh my gosh, how are we going to resist edicts from governing officials that say this is mandated?
We're taking this to the courts. We have an injunction that is ready, said to be filed in most, if not all, of the 50 states, Barbara Jean. The injunction basically gives to the judge the basis for our standing that this is indeed a manufactured program, problem slash reaction slash solution, if you will. They have an agenda to fulfill, and this is a tool to fulfill that agenda. And so we are confident that given our day in court, we will be able to receive these injunctions and stop this insanity. And that is in the form of mandatory or forced vaccinations of untested, unproven, potentially deadly vaccines.
Now, we have had movements in the Department of Health and Human Services which eradicates a lot of the restrictions for the processing of these potential vaccines. They have given them leeway and taken down barriers so the proper testing for vaccines is sort of recklessly put aside. So do you believe that they will be geared up and ready for the administration of so-called said vaccines by the fall?
It is their stated goal, Barbara Jean, to inject every man, woman, and child in North America with this toxin. Absolutely, yes. They have them stockpiled ready to go right now. They just needed the World Health Organization to come on board with Level 6 declaration, which has happened. Okay?
All right. This is an ominous day. Appreciate people like you and this injunction or this legal paper that is being prepared. You'll be in touch with me and others when that is happening so we can take that to our governors and to our leaders.
Absolutely. You'll be the first one.
All right. I'm on
board.
Thank
you, Barbara
Jean.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
And you, just a moment before you leave, we have a young citizen activist, Chance, on board. I'd like to have him have the opportunity to greet you and maybe have a question if he has one or a comment. Thank you, Chance, for waiting.
Thank you. Thanks a ton for having me here, Barbara. It's a great honor. Is Dr. Ott still with us then?
Yes,
Chance. Yes, he is.
All right. So with this, are they mandating the vaccines at this moment, or is this just is this in the process at this moment?
The Mexican government is mandating them as we speak, and it's very likely Australia will as well. When we enter this coming flu season here in America and Canada, absolutely that will be the time of mandate. President Obama has already made that clear. He's recommending without any debate, basically, three separate vaccine injections to every American. And the question is, will this be voluntary or will it be mandatory? With the World Health Organization declaration and with the groundwork laid by the Emergency Health Powers Act, it's very, very likely this will be forced and mandatory. Or you could face quarantine in the form of concentration camp segregation.
Well, we all know that there's plenty of those here within the United States at this moment, with the FEMA camps and the old concentration camps from Vietnam.
Yes, that's why I believe they built those. It's for this reason. So
it's really kind of interesting. Have you ever seen the movie V for Vendetta?
Absolutely.
Basically the same thing happened within that movie.
It's following that script. That's the strange thing, isn't it?
It is very strange.
Well, very good. Pleasure to meet you, Chance. I have got to go.
Dr. Ott, how old you are, Chance.
I just turned 19 in February.
Well, congratulations.
That ought to give you courage, right?
It gives me hope.
You bet. And he's very active in the Fed, and so he's working on some projects, and we'll hear from him now. I want to thank you so much, and we'll be in touch, Dr.
God
Drew
bless,
Ott.
And thank All you, right. Jen.
Nice talking to you, Dr. Ott, and nice meeting you as well.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right, Chance. That kind of takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I haven't had a chance to get on my email this morning. I'm sure I have some stuff on that pandemic this morning, and I'll be looking into that later today. So.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you're involved in, and we'll take it from there. And I'm so pleased to have you on the air. This is the hope. See, Dr. Ott said, hey, this gives us hope. So you're giving us hope, Chance, and here's your chance to explain a little bit about what you do, who you are, to the nation at large, all across the country on RBN. So take it away.
All right. Well, my name's Chance. I'm 19 years old, as you guys just heard, and I am involved with End the Fed. Last November, I first started that. I was part of RestoreTheRepublic.net, and I was looking for a leader to lead off the End the Fed rally because I was aware that that was going on nationwide. I couldn't find anybody, so I decided to take it upon myself, and the turnout ended up being really great. I was really surprised by that. And from then, I've been pretty active. We had another End the Fed rally this last April, had about 150 people out there, so it's been pretty good. And I'm pretty excited with the progress that H.R. 1207's made within the House at this moment. Last night, at the end of the night, there was 207 co-signers. That's almost half the floor. At that point, we don't even need Nancy Pelosi's go for bringing it to the floor for a vote. And I'm pretty confident it will pass the floor, but we definitely need to concentrate on our senators after that.
Well, you know, Chance, it's very possible, very, very possible, that H.R. 1207, and I believe the first sponsor of that was Dr. Ron Paul, am I correct?
And correct. He is the one that wrote the bill.
Right, and he has done many things like this during his career, but for him to have 207 co-sponsors is absolutely unheard of, isn't that right?
For Dr. Ron Paul, yes, it is. It's pretty amazing how many co-sponsors he's gotten for this bill. I feel pretty positive about the bill, and I think it's going to really expose a lot. Even if it doesn't pass through the Senate, it does bring a strong message that there's an issue with the Federal Reserve, that there's a reason why so many people are concerned about it, and it's definitely a topic that needs to stay abroad.
Going back in history, remember Lincoln's attempt and then JFK's attempt, both in different ways.
I think
the music will come up, and we'll come back and we'll pick it up there. Thank you.
I agree.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and today we have Chance. And maybe Chance represents our chance for a future, a young citizen activist organizing and involved in End the Fed. We were talking as we went to break about other heroes, so-called, in history that may have gone up against the Federal Reserve and had rather startling ends to their career. I'm wondering if the H.R. 1207 isn't somewhat of a catalyst for the urgency of the pandemic or other things that are happening so rapidly across this country. Do you suppose?
I suppose maybe so. As far as a catalyst to the pandemic, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, just the momentum of everything coming so fast.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of...
Now we have to have the pandemic. We have a lot of new information about 9/11. We have major news hosts on television speaking about American terrorism as compared to what we have been told for so many years about Al-Qaeda or other outward terrorists. Now, on national television, we hear the two words put together, American terrorist. That's shocking to me. But maybe all of this put together the Department of Homeland Security's assessment report, the MIAC report, where they pinpoint so many Americans who would hold views concerning illegal immigration or the Federal Reserve or the UN being lopped into a category of potential homeland terrorists by the Homeland Security. All those things considered, it is a really a whirligig around your head. But H.R. 1207 in the House, having 207 co-sponsors, unheard of, right?
Oh, very, very unheard of. Ron Paul very rarely gets that much support for any of the bills that he's proposed or any of the acts that he's proposed. And I hear exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of things going on right now. There's a lot of different information going around, a lot of misinformation as well. I had hosted an End the Fed dinner last Monday. At this dinner, I had a friend, Chad, bring a magazine, Soldier's Future, I believe is the name of the magazine. And in that magazine, it had a section, 2 pages, of all the terrorist organizations throughout the world. Well, in the American country section underneath that, it had the top 3 terrorist organizations. The top two I was not familiar with. But the third one, just take a guess of which organization was considered a terrorist organization within the United States.
I'll let you tell me.
Tea Partiers. 550,000 citizens are held as being domestic terrorists and label it as such in this magazine.
I understand we have a caller online, and I hope you're still with us. Kay from Utah, welcome if you're still with us.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Is that me?
I just had a
thought on the flu shot thing, so you're kind of off of that now, so I don't
know. That's all right. You can reintroduce. We're willing to listen.
Go ahead and
Chance
ask
needs
this.
To know all this, too. Okay.
I always thought that the concentration camps were going to be for the ones that wouldn't accept the chip, you know, and the buy and sell thing, but this sounds more logical. So here's a question. If people that don't get that shot, we can resist it as long as possible and not take it. Are the people that do take it going to be contagious? Do we need to stay away from them? Maybe that's why we'll quarantine ourselves in our houses.
Well, that's a good point, and I'm not the party that could answer that, you know, technically. I would assume, and I'm going to return also to Chance and we'll get his opinion, I would assume many of the populace would be most eager to take the vaccine. They could do that unknowingly, or they could do that with the encouragement of their health professional. And maybe there are those who are accustomed to taking a flu shot annually, and they will think, well, I better add to that, as is indicated by the Obama administration, a total of a series of 3 shots that should be available. Talking with someone like Dr. Ott and other doctors, they have suggested to me not to take the vaccine, not to take it at all, that there is the great possibility that the vaccine itself will be the perpetrator of the pandemic.
Right.
And they have proof. And so how we can do that, I know there is a move afoot in Utah to try to get to high-level leaders with the actual documented evidence that the construct of this new flu is very much part of the efforts of a Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, who was given the go-ahead and the funding to recreate the flu virus of 1918. So if many people will know that information and go put his name into a Google search, they will have that kind of information for themselves.
Right. I just didn't know if they're getting live vaccine and be contagious or what. So a question for another day. Thank you.
Thanks
for
your show. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
So, Chance, you're discovering, and if you would please give out the title of the magazine again, but in that discovery, the three top terrorist groups given for the United States included the activity of the Tea Parties resisting the taxes and so forth when they gathered across the nation. They included that?
Yes, they did. I believe the name of the magazine was Soldier's Future. I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that. But it is something to that extent. And basically, the magazine's about the war in Iraq and what the future holds for our soldiers and stuff like that. And yes, it did pretty bold-facedly label Tea Partiers as terrorists. And it surprises me how bold-faced the government is actually getting. And how bold-faced these magazines are getting with just pushing this in our face, and I'm surprised that not more people are upset about that issue.
Well, I'm going to return just a little bit to the HR Bill 1207, and then we'll go back and pick up where we are with who is a terrorist. One or two things about the bill and where ladies and gentlemen across this nation could become involved. Remember Mr. Barney Frank that was so easy and willing to give away all the money a few months ago and didn't see anything much wrong with it, and he was all over television. Well, Representative Barney Frank is the chairman of the Financial Service Committee, and therefore he would have great control over the bill H.R. 1207. So if three or more members of the standing committee that he chairs feel that they want more action, they have the option to file a written request and call for a special meeting of the committee to force the vote to go to the floor of the House. And maybe you follow through on that information as well. But so here's where the citizen can come in. They can call, find out about the chairman of the Financial Service Committee, find out who's on that committee, and absolutely inundate them with calls for requests for a special meeting to get that bill out of committee. Another thing to remember about H.R. 1207, it is a total of 446 words. It has sponsorship of 207 members of the House. Contrast 446 words with candor and easy understand information in the bill. Compare that with a 900-page cap and trade bill that, in an insult to the American people, they hired a speed reader in order to go along with the idea that a bill should be read before acted upon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to take responsibility. Do you want to encourage anybody any more on that issue? And then we'll return to who's a terrorist.
Yeah, definitely. With HR 1207, the funny thing that I find about Barney Frank is that several years ago he was extremely for transparency within the Federal Reserve, and I don't know if he has at this point now that we've had so many co-sponsors. But it took him a while before he would co-sponsor HR 1207. It's very interesting to me considering the fact that, like I said, in the past he had been very for transparency within the Federal Reserve, and now he was for the give-outs and for the handouts to the banks. Another person that kind of made the same switch was Alan Greenspan, as we all know, was very for a sound monetary system before he became the head of the Federal Reserve. It makes you wonder who is being paid and bought for to spread what Congress and what the government and the behind-the-scenes people really are pushing for within our country.
Now, I'm not aware of Mr. Chaffetz or Mr. Matheson and their position on this. Are you aware whether they have signed on to this bill or not?
I am very aware. Jason Chaffetz, he has co-signed on to the bill. He was actually the first of our representatives here in Utah to sign on to it. And then Rob Bishop did a little while ago. And Matheson, at the moment, I've emailed him several times. I've called and left messages several times. And so have several of my acquaintances and friends have called or emailed him. And he responds with the same email every single time. Right now what we're trying to do with Matheson is I'm looking to set up a meeting with Matheson, with several members of Campaign for Liberty and several concerned citizens, to explain to him the importance of the bill and the importance of transparency within the Federal Reserve, as it is one of the main factors within our economy. And most American citizens, actually every American citizen, is held accountable for every penny that they spend, but the Federal Reserve has never had that amount of accountability. And for Matheson to be against accountability or transparency, it concerns me very, very much. I mean, we're not asking him to end the Federal Reserve. We're asking for accountability and transparency, and I don't see how anybody could be against that.
Well, in light of the central bankers stealing all of the money from Americans and them denying to disclose how they used upwards of $3 trillion, well, I mean, you know, and totally executed outside the congressional authority, what on earth? Without any audit, the Congress knows nothing, and we have seen that they know nothing. Who in the Congress would want to be on saying, no, I don't want to participate in this? I don't see how they could hold on to their seat if the American population were really in tune with this issue.
Oh, I agree completely, and that goes back to Matheson. I don't see how you can be against transparency. What he's the email that he sent out to people is that he feels that the Federal Reserve has done a great job with dealing with inflation and dealing with our economy, as we know that is not the truth. But the thing is, and I emailed him back and said, well, if you feel that the Federal Reserve has done a great job, then there should be no issue doing an audit on them, and that audit should come out completely fine and match up completely well if they've
very
done a great
good
job.
Response. Very good response.
You know, if they have done a great job, then there's no point. I mean, mm-hmm. have an audit, they've done a great job, okay, we drop the case. But if not, then we've proven our point.
Well, I do agree that this is one of the most exciting interviews because of Chance being a young American with knowledge and an interest to do something about the situation in which you find yourself and all others. We have had a coup d'etat in our financial chambers, and we know so little. Every single congressman should be on the yes side of this, not on the no side. Certainly, if they're going after popular sentiment, they would know that they could be in a better position with their constituency if they marched right up to the Fed and said, I want to know. So anyway, I believe this is very, 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 very important, and how it goes and proceeds now with all of the rigmarole of getting a bill onto the floor. All across America, I hope you are listening to Chance's plea and his concern and interest as a young citizen of America with his future in front of him, fighting for things that should be the right of everybody to know. I hope you will join with and make those calls to your local representatives if they are not on this co-sponsoring list. If, in fact, if we could pick up maybe 50 more of co-sponsors, the die is cast. They'd have to kind of be sobered in Congress about their spending and their laxity in taking care of the affairs of America. Salute to Ron Paul. Now, if you have anything further on that issue, that's Hello. Fine, but let's go over on your issue of the Tea Parties, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Once again, why don't you tell what you have learned of the three most terrorist groups of concern, and then we'll pick it up there.
The first two within the magazine, I'm not familiar with the organizations, but the third had claimed that the Tea Partiers, over 550,000 American citizens, were labeled as terrorists. That concerns me extremely because the opposite could not be more true. The Tea Partiers, there were people out there that are concerned about our country, that are concerned about the spending, and it's an important thing, it's an important issue. And protests and things like that are completely natural within a Republican form of government, and it's a healthy part of the political process. There's no reason that people who protest taxes should be held as terrorists. The real terrorists are over there in government that make us feel afraid of people such as Tea Partiers, when Tea Partiers are the only, they have the most concern for this country out of anybody out there.
And they're protecting the right and stature of the citizen. The right to dissent is one of the prime, as you have said, issues of a republic or a democratic republic, the right to speak out. The other thing that a lot of folks need to connect the dot with as they watch their television is the Senate, I think it's Senate 909, the hate crime legislation that has made its way successfully through the House and is now being promoted in the Senate. That Senate, I think it's just S.909. And this is very, very, very important. And it's hate crime legislation. And I couldn't help but connect the dot when I saw the hosts on Fox Television defending the Department of Homeland Security report assessment on right-wing extremists. Yesterday they were speaking about American terrorists and how that connects to you and your Tea Party category. It's right on, I'm afraid, don't you?
unfortunately so. I mean, I read an article by Chuck Baldwin not too long ago. The Mayak report had started in the States. A similar report had gotten reported to the FBI, and from there it's a federal report. And I've heard the argument that they didn't claim that members of Campaign for Liberty are all terrorists, but the fact that they labeled that terrorists are part of Campaign for Liberty, Restore the Republic, and many American terrorists are supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin. They named it all. Everything that we are part of, they named it all, and nothing else did they name. I mean, there wasn't any legitimate organization on there that could be considered terrorist. It was all politically liberty-minded organizations that they labeled. And it's a scary, scary feeling that you or I could be held accountable or interrogated because of our views or our belief in liberty and the Constitution.
Well, to see yesterday, and I haven't been watching today, but yesterday there were two Fox hosts defending the Department of Homeland Security's assessment report on right-wing extremists. And that is very, very frightening. And it was all together with very sad events, don't get me wrong. People shouldn't be doing bad things. But then the gloss over of what and why this is, and coming back to right-wing extremism, this is just a quote that I think it was Shepard Smith connected the crime of the killing of the abortion doctor and then the Holocaust Museum terrible shooting of yesterday, and then the end up of that was right-wing extremism. Crime situation reminds me of a memo that said from the Department of Homeland Security, and this was Shepard Smith, look out for crazy extremists out there about to go do weirdness. And then a colleague, Catherine Herridge, then piped in and said, act of extremist individuals who had extremist views and someone who did have a military history. And as you remember, that was the element of the right-wing intelligence assessment report, which was so controversial. That's her comment. So television hosts are eagerly linking the assessment report of the Department of Homeland Security, I believe that was leaked in April 2009, that was so horrific in its, once again, like the Mayak report that you referenced, illuminating and enumerating all of the issues that make up a potential terrorist, and many in America, many millions of Americans would be people who would identify with those identifying markers that they put out. If you aren't pleased with, and I'll call it an invasion because that's what it is, an invasion from the South, with nothing being done to protect your borders, you qualify. If you are concerned about many things, just as like that, then you qualify, as they enumerated the reasons to pinpoint homegrown terrorism. And now yesterday, a great opportunity is taken once again by a TV host to reaffirm that positioning in your thinking. Trust me, I watch television as little as I possibly can. Are you worried also about television setting the stage and getting the information to folks that is a agenda or something they wish people to think and identify with?
Oh, definitely. I mean, as most of us, many of us know, the media is completely controlled by our government, and most of the stocks within the five top media branches are owned by bankers and stockholders of the Federal Reserve, why would they expose themselves? Why would they expose themselves? They wouldn't. And it's sad. We don't have as much freedom of media as we should and as the Founding Fathers had intended. And they're going to push their agenda through the media, through the newspapers, through whichever way that they can. The only medium that they can't really control at this point is the Internet. And I know that there's legislation going out right now that's trying to be pushed for to stop and to censor the Internet. And that's a scary thing as well.
We're going to go to break. You're listening to Chance, a Young American on Duty.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Let's see, you've been listening to Young America, Chance Shrewsbury, active in End the Fed. What about it if you rob somebody and take their wallet and then kick them in the stomach, give them a vaccination that makes them deathly ill, and take their jobs and take all manufacturing overseas? What have you got, Chance?
A major problem. That's what you got.
Your survival as a wonderful, vibrant nation would certainly be diminished, wouldn't it?
Yes, very much so. I mean, a good point that I like to point out to people is if somebody took 96% of the money in your bank, you woke up one morning and 96% of the money in your bank was gone, would there be an issue? Would you be upset? Yes, you would be. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve has done to us. Since 1913, our dollar has been devalued by 95%, and with the coming hyperinflation, it'll be close to 98 to 99% value lost within the dollar and in the last 100 years. And it's a depression's coming, sadly. And just to kind of touch on that, I don't know how familiar you are with the Liberty Dollar.
Right, you talk about that. Well, I think you've got just about 2 minutes, and we'll go to the top. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming on Born on the 4th of July, and we'll do it again. You're listening to Chance Shrewsbury.
Oh, yeah, thanks a ton, Barbara. It was nice being here. I just wanted to point out the folks, the two individuals that were in charge of Liberty Dollar. Back in January, over $1 million in silver were stolen from them because they had Ron Paul's face on them. Somewhere in the code, I guess, suggests that you can't have anyone that was not a president on a coin. And then just recently, within this last week, they were arrested and are facing charges of defrauding the public. They're also in trouble for undermining the national currency and face up to 45 years in prison if they are convicted of those charges. That is a major issue that they're being sentenced to 45 years of prison for creating their own barter. There's nothing that suggests that we cannot trade what we feel is worth amount, actually worth something, for something else. And
Okay, the caller, please, right at the top. Michael in New York, you've got about a minute.
Hello, Barbara Jean, hi.
Hi there.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you know, regarding this bill with the Federal Reserve, it's very curious for sure how something that would never have gotten too much traction in the past is getting a lot of traction now. And out of all the questions that Congress should be asking is, with that bill, what it pertains to is, how is it that we, the Congress, have relinquished our authority and allowed a private cartel to issue our money for our country, and we accept that money at its full face value that they say it's worth, and we're willing to even pay them a daily compounded interest, which grows exponentially and has caused our country to be in trillions of dollars of debt to this bank over the last 90 years.
Great, Michael. You're on. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to the top. You're speaking with Chance, and thank you, Chance. A great interaction. We appreciate RBN. We'll be right back for the next hour.
With recent internet.